You are listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Up next is a replay of our Sunday, November 20th Sunday service with music from Alan and the worship team and a message from Pastor Ripley.
Praise the Lord. Wonderful to be part of the body of Christ. Are you rejoicing this morning? Are you full of hope and faith this morning? Amen. Praise God. We serve a good God. I was thinking about Paul the Apostle, and he has a variety of approaches when he speaks to the churches. Sometimes they're pretty hard words. So I got a hard word for you. No, I'm just kidding. I've got actually the pastor's heart, Paul's pastor's heart, to the Ephesians, and that's in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. And it goes like this. For this reason, I kneel. Now, I was tempted to kneel this morning, but I'm kneeling for you guys at home. Before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, I pray that out of this glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power. This is Paul's prayer for the Ephesians, and my prayer for you. Through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, I pray that you would be rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people. Not just us, but the whole body of Christ. To grasp how wide, how long and high, how deep is the love of Christ for each one of us. Hallelujah. And to know that this love surpasses knowledge. That you may be filled to the measure of all the faithfulness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. Even more than we imagine. What a beautiful prayer. According to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Are you encouraged? This is Paul's prayer, and this is my prayer for you this morning. Because I believe that God is going to fill you up in a special way. That is my prayer. Let's join together, and let's trust the Lord that this is going to be a very special time together in his house, in his presence. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the promises that you give to us, that by the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul prayed for the Ephesian church, that they would be filled beyond measure by you, that they would come to know you in a greater measure. Lord, I pray the same for this house today. I pray the same for those assemblies meeting today, that there would be breakthrough, that there would be salvation, that there would be healings, that there would be deliverance take place in the lives of people. Fill your people, Lord, with your Spirit, we pray. We believe this by faith, and we say that you are great God. You are holy, and you're worthy of all glory, all honor, all praise, and we thank you. Fill this house with your Spirit, we pray this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's stand this morning, and everyone sounded like they were just so happy to be here this morning, so let's just work on. There we go. Let's worship the Lord and just lay everything aside, forget about ourselves, and let's just concentrate on him and worship him this morning, okay? Amen.
Come all you weary, come all you thirsty, come to the well that never runs dry. Drink of the water, come and thirst no more. Come all you sinners, come find his mercy. Come to the table, he will satisfy. Taste of his goodness, find what you're looking for. is one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in Him will live forever. And bring all your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting there with open arms. His open arms, for God so loved the world that He gave us. His one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in Him will live forever. The power of hell, forever defeated. Now it is well. I'm walking in freedom, for God so loved. God so loved the world.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, praise Him, for the wonders of His love. Praise God, praise God. For God so loved the world that He gave us His one and only Son to save. For God so loved the world that He gave us His one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in Him will live forever. The power of hell, forever defeated. Now it is well. I'm walking in freedom, for God so loved. God so loved the world.
Amen.
And bring all your failures, bring your addictions. Come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting. God so loved the world.
Amen. Let's praise Him this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We worship You this morning.
Declare my choice to the nations, and I will shout for joy in the congregation. I will worship God,
worship God
all my days. Those who love the Lord are satisfied. Those who trust in Him are justified. And I will
serve my God,
all my days.
When the nations crumble,
the word of the Lord will stand.
Kings may rise and fall,
His love will endure. Strength to my soul. I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. I will not be shaken.
I will declare my choice.
I will declare my choice to the nations, and I will shout for joy
In the congregation, I will worship God.
Worship God.
All my days, those who love the Lord are satisfied, and those who trust in Him are justified, and I will serve my God.
Serve my God.
All my days. The word of the Lord will stand.
Kings may rise and fall.
His love will endure.
Though the strong may stumble.
Oh, the joy of the Lord is strength to my soul. I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. I will not be shaken. Amen. Let's praise Him this morning. Declare that. Worship. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He's our stronghold. With a melody, you surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone, and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Your love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your love flows through my veins, and I'm no longer a slave. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Child of God, and you split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears were drowned in perfect love, and you rescued me so I could stand and sing, I am
of God. I am a child of God. Yes, I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Forever. Amen. Forever. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord.
This love and beauty and this world. For nothing in this world can satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. And your presence is heaven to me. You are merciful, Redeemer of my past and present wrongs, and holder of my future days to come. And your presence is heaven. Your presence is heaven to me, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Your presence is heaven to me. But Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Oh, Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. And your presence is heaven to me. Presence is heaven.
Thank you, musicians. Praise the Lord. We are gathered in His presence this morning to receive from His Word. And I'd like you to go in your Bibles to James. We're preaching through the Bible. We started in 2 Corinthians, and now we're going to let the children make their way to Children's Church. All the little ones can make their way to Children's Church. And now we're in the book of James. James chapter 5. James, the brother of Jesus. Can you imagine being the brother of Jesus? You know, that would be a high bar to keep up with, don't you think? You know, Jesus wins all the chess matches. Scrabble. Jesus wins again.
Golf,
yeah. You know, he's always getting a hole in one. I wonder what it was like to grow up with Jesus. Wow.
Edifying,
thank you. This book was written to the Jewish Christians dispersed outside of Israel. And I want to go to James chapter 5, beginning at verse 13. And I want to entitle this message this morning, Prayer, the Key to Revival. Prayer, the Key to Revival. How many want to see a mighty revival? Come on, let me see your hand this morning. How many want to see a mighty revival? What is a revival? It's a fresh obedience to God by every believer. It's a willingness to put God's will at the top. The most important thing we can do in life becomes following after God and His will.
Amen.
No matter what the cost.
Right.
No matter what it costs us personally. A real revival is when believers come together to pray and seek the face of God. You don't have to beg people to pray anymore. In a revival, they want to pray. They're saying, Pastor, when can you open up the doors so we can come and seek the face of Almighty God? Hallelujah. That's what a revival is. You don't have to beg people anymore to come to Bible study. You don't have to beg people anymore to do this and that. There's a fire burning in their soul. Come on, somebody. Can you shout amen this morning? There is a fire burning in the heart of believers when there's a mighty revival. So we're going to talk about prayer, which is the key to revival. Every major move of the Holy Spirit that has ever happened, the thing that triggered it was people coming together to pray. Coming together to seek God's face. We had a mighty revival that broke out in our Bible college in 1983. People were praying and seeking the face of God. The presence of God moved in a powerful way. In all of our classes, over 300 students in one instance all began to weep before God. The instructor, the teacher, the professor could not start the class because everyone was weeping in the presence of God Almighty. We piled into the gym, and for 5 days, 24 hours a day, the presence of God was so strong. People couldn't go to sleep because all they could do was stand and worship the Lord. There was no singing per se. There was no one guiding the events. It was the Holy Spirit in charge. You know, we've got things so structured today that we have structured out the Holy Spirit. We've got everything put in a box, even to the last. You can leave now. But we need to let the Holy Spirit have His unhindered way. Are you hearing me this morning? So that the power of God can fall on us once again. Hallelujah. That the fire of the Holy Spirit would be in our hearts once again. Amen. Amen. I remember as a teenager, that's quite a few years ago now, I got a picture here somewhere in my Bible. I think I can find it. Oh yeah, here it is. Here's a picture from the Halifax newspaper. And you can see that, right? You've got Spidey eyes, Superman eyes. Open door aims at helping youth. And I'm going to get real close here so you can see it.
They had a religion page.
Yeah, they had a religion page. Yeah. There's Gina right there. You can see her. Look, there's Gina.
Aww.
There's me, right? There's Roddy. He's pastoring right now in Nova Scotia. Here's a couple of other young people here. And we opened a center for troubled youth in the downtown of Halifax.
Awesome.
But before that happened, friends, let me tell you, we had Sunday night service in those days.
Yeah.
And before the service, there was a pre-service prayer meeting.
Yeah.
But before the pre-service prayer meeting, there was another prayer meeting just for young people. Are you hearing me? They would come to the pre-service prayer meeting, and they would pray into the pre-service prayer meeting, and then they would all come to the front of the church, the front rows of the church, and when the senior pastor gave the altar call, all they had to do was... We would go along the streets of Halifax, sometimes 20 or 30 young people, witnessing and talking to homeless people, drug addicts, prostitutes. But it all started when a young person came and said to me, "Pastor David, can we have a prayer meeting?" And that's when God began to move. Are you hearing me? God moves. I don't understand it fully, but somehow God moves when people begin to pray. Are you hearing me? When they begin to cry out to God, praise the Lord. You know what someone said to me a couple of months ago? They said, "Everything that happens is God's will." So that takes all the pressure off. I don't even need to pray. Because everything that happens is God's will. Friends, not everything that happens is God's will or what God's heart is. Are you hearing me this morning? The devil is at work, and God has given us power and authority over Satan in the name of Jesus. You better shout amen this morning. Glory to God. He's given us the power over Satan. I'm not even into my text yet. That's just the beginning. Revival. Verse number 13. "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him complain." phone somebody and complain to them. No, that's not what it says. It says if anyone among you suffering, let him pray. What a novel idea. People get together and complain together. But friends, we ought to gather together and pray and take our suffering and lift it to God in the name of Jesus and let Him strengthen us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. To pour into us of His precious Holy Spirit. Let Him pray. You know, as I read these verses, prayer or pray is mentioned 7 times. If anyone's suffering, if anyone's going through a difficulty this morning, if anyone is facing a fiery trial, let them pray. You see, when you pray, it opens the door for the Holy Spirit to come and strengthen you. It opens the door for God to come and enable you, that you would rise above those circumstances and declare yourself to be a victor in the name of Jesus. Excuse me, I'm getting emotional. Is anyone cheerful? Stay silent and remain hopeful. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Now I want to stop here for a moment. Because the Bible's very clear what we should do when we are sick. And if we're able to, we should call for the elders of the church. You know, a lot of times as a pastor, I find out somebody's sick through somebody else. But friends, it is an act of faith to pick up the phone or in some way communicate and say, I want you to pray for me. I am standing with you in a spirit of agreement that God is going to touch me and lift me up. Hallelujah. He is going to minister to me by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them take them into an office and counsel them for 3 hours. No, that's not what it says. It says, let them pray over him. You know, just talking about sickness is not going to get you healed. Discussing it at length, it's not going to get you healed. Pursuing articles on why you are sick is not going to get you healed. The Bible says here, call for the elders of the church, let them pray over you. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, it's not the oil that's going to heal you. Oil is symbolic of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That's it. But the Bible says here that if you call for the elders of the church and let them pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord, and then the prayer of doubt will save the sick. No, it says the prayer of faith. Faith. How many know God still heals? Let me say it again. How many know God's still a healing God? He still heals the sick. And I know many of you are saying, well, I haven't seen any miracles lately. But sometimes we miss out on what God is actually doing. We have seen miracles in this house. We have seen miracles in the hearts of God's people that should not even be here this morning breathing except by the hand of God being extended to them and lifting them up. You know, when we get to heaven, that could be shortly, and we look back over our life, we are going to see how many times God touched us and we didn't even recognize it.
Yeah, that's right.
We thought it was the aspirin. We thought it was the Tylenol. But we are going to see when we get to heaven and our eyes are fully open to see all things and we're changed. We are going to see as we look back how many times God performed a miracle that we can be here this morning in this house listening to this word by the power of God's Spirit. You see, we just can't see it. We have natural eyes. How many times God saved us from car accidents? From disease, from afflictions that could have taken our life. Friends, let me tell you, I wouldn't be here today if angels were not in my car. And many of you have heard this story. When I was driving home after playing ball hockey, and I fell asleep at the wheel going 80 kilometers an hour on a small, windy road. And my little Toyota veered off and hit the guardrail while I was asleep and rolled across the road going 80 kilometers an hour. Rolled. I was up on the top of the car. I was at the bottom of the car. I was at the top of the car. I was at the bottom of the car. And it came to the other guardrail on the other side, going in the opposite direction, and I was sitting in the middle of the seat in the back.
Wow.
Without a scratch.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got out of the car. Some of you heard this story before. I got out of the car. I went to the first house. And while I was banging on the door, I seen flashlights in the back. Police were looking for my body in the creek below the highway. And when they finally discovered me banging on the door, I was on the phone to my dad and I said, "Dad, I'm in an accident." The first thing he said was, "Oh no, my insurance is going to go up." But when he saw the vehicle, he changed his mind. And thank God. They said to me, they said, "You're in shock." They brought me in the ambulance. Took me all the way to Moncton, New Brunswick. From outside of the city by about 15 kilometers. And they just rushed me in. "You're in shock. You must be injured." They rolled me into emergency. The doctor looked at me and said, "Can you stand?" I said, "Yeah, look." She said, "You can go home." Let me tell you, there were angels in that car. Let me tell you, there were angels in that car. Let me declare it this morning. There were angels in that car protecting me. That was a miracle from God.
Yeah.
You know why you saved me? So I could be here this morning telling you about the miracle working power of Almighty God. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. You know, I don't care what the devil says. I'm going to keep praying for the sick. I don't care what denominations say. I'm going to keep praying for the sick. If someone wants prayer, I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to lay my hands on them, and by faith, I'm going to pray. Are you hearing me this morning? And if you're sick in the hospital, I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to pray the prayer of faith in the name of Jesus. Amen. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Now, we don't like to talk about this. Can we go on to something else? But we have to stop here for a moment. And we have to say that some sickness, notice I said some, not all, but some sickness is a result of sin. We have to say it. It opens the door to sickness. In some instances, not all. And so, if the person has committed a sin, he will be forgiven. And they can continue to pray the prayer of faith over them. Amen. We have to ask ourselves, Lord, is there anything hindering my healing? Is there anything, Lord, that could hinder me from receiving the fullness of all that you have for me when it comes to healing my body? And if there's something, we need to confess it before God so that the healing waters can flow. Verse 16, confess your trespasses to one another, or your faults, or some translations say sins. Oh, I don't need to worry about that. I'm okay. What does the Bible say? Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Amen. Sometimes that confession can release a healing. Now, we're not talking just about physical healing. We're talking about the hurts of the past. Things that have happened in our life over time that have wounded us. Amen. Are you following me this morning? Amen. Healing is not always just physical. Right. There are emotional wounds that God wants to touch. Maybe you've been betrayed, or maybe you've gone through some excruciating emotional pain. Maybe you're still going through it. The body of Christ is to be the place where we can receive that healing that we need in the name of Jesus. But most of us have been conditioned, notice my foot, have been conditioned to say, I'm okay.
Yes, that's right.
How are you doing, brother? I'm fine. Good. How's your week been? Oh, it's great. I'm on the top of the world. Yeah. I have to pinch myself every morning because life is so good. Because we've been taught that it's a lack of faith to share that, listen, I'm going through something. There's a pain in my soul. There is a wound that needs healing. And we've been conditioned in the church that, you know what, we can't confess that. Come on. Come on, it's the truth, isn't it? So we hold it in, we cover it up. But you know, that wound eventually manifests itself. And God allows that to happen so we can get the help that we need in this hour to see the wound not only healed, but transformed by the power of God Almighty. Hallelujah. There's some things that go back years. They manifest in the present, but they've got nothing to do with the present. There's something in the past that is yet to be healed by God Almighty. Amen. And we carry on. We try to make the best of it. We try to go on with our lives. And you know, we're given so many opportunities. Is everything okay? Well, no, it's great. No, I'm not saying you should blab your intimate details with everyone. But what I'm saying is we need to get the help that we need so that that wound can be healed, so that we can move forward with our walk with the Lord. And the Bible says, confess your trespasses with one another. Confess your faults, your inabilities, your wounds, your need of healing. And pray for one another that you may be healed. Do you know God wants to heal those things?
Yes, He does.
Can I say it again? God wants to heal those things. I want to shout it out. You know that? God wants to heal those things. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much.
Yes,
when we begin to pray together, you know, I've seen so many situations where people share and then they just go home. You need to pray. Stop and let's pray. Let's take this wound. Let's take this need of healing and present it to the great healer. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. The fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much.
Amen.
If we'll just stop and pray. You've shared that. Let's pray together. You know, that's what I loved about my dad. When someone would share something with him, he would stop right there. And he would say, let's pray. Now, he didn't shout it out if he was in Tim Hortons, but quietly, he would just pray and lift it to God in the name of Jesus. It's amazing what happens when we pray. Hallelujah. It is amazing what happens when we pray. God begins to intervene in that situation. How many are here for the very first time? Come on, how many are here for the very first? I prayed yesterday. I prayed yesterday. I said, God, bring people that have never been to this church before. That's what I prayed yesterday. And you know what? God's answered that prayer. You're here. And I'm sure others have prayed the same thing. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed. Now, I know sometimes, just as I come to the end of this message, sometimes we make these individuals in the Bible like they have superpowers. You know, they're individuals, but, you know, they're just beyond us. But look what the Bible says. He had a nature just like us. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. You know, it's amazing what God can do when we pray. Are you hearing me this morning? God has chosen to work with prayer, the prayer of God's people. That's amazing. And he prayed again. This is the last time prayer is mentioned in these verses that I'm reading. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Just from a simple prayer. Are you hearing me this morning? I would advocate today, start your day with prayer. End your day with prayer. Prayer in the middle of the day. Prayer when you get up. Prayer when you go to sleep. Make your life a life of prayer. Hallelujah. How many young people do we have here under the age of 40? And that's your aunt. Let me try that again. How many under the age of 40? Can I see your hand? Okay. If you're single this morning, and maybe you're seeking to find that special person, right? I remember my daughter saying to me, "Dad, I don't know why I haven't found anyone yet. You're not praying hard enough." But you know what? God had someone for her. And she kept praying. And she didn't settle for second best. She said, "I want the man that God has for me." Hallelujah. And friends, I want you to know God provided. Are you hearing me today? And I believe that if we pray and ask God, He will bring the right person. If you're single this morning and you need that special person, God is able to undertake for you. Can somebody shout amen this morning? Amen. It's as simple as praying. It's as simple as just praying. Just saying, "Lord, here I am. This is what I'm going through. This is what I'm struggling with. I'm just going to give it to you." Are you hearing me? A lot of people stop praying because they don't see the answer right away. But we have to keep on praying and seeking the face of God and saying, "Lord, you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than all I can ask or even imagine according to your power." You say, "Well, what if I'm praying the wrong prayer?" If you'll open yourself up to God and expose your heart to Him, He will change your heart. And if your prayer needs changing, He'll change that too. Hallelujah. And He will get your heart in alignment with His will. And you'll begin to pray according to His will in the name of Jesus. So just keep on praying and giving your heart to God. And if it needs changing, He'll change it. You know, I've been pastoring for over 35 years, and God is still changing my prayers. Because he's changing my heart. So I say, just keep on praying. And let God change your heart. And he will change your prayers. And they'll begin to line up. You'll see them begin to move towards his will so perfectly. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads this morning. Thank you, Lord. Father, my prayer this morning is that we would all become people of prayer. Prayer would become so natural for us. Lifting our requests, our petitions, our intercessions to you, O Lord. Going to bed praying, getting up praying, praying during the day, praying with other believers, opening our heart up to God. Opening our heart up to other people that can pray with us. Oh Lord, let humility grow in us. We pray because we need God. We pray because we want God. We pray because we want to know God. And he wants to know us. Father, I thank you for the promise that says if we draw near to you, you will draw near to us. And Lord, if we're born again, we have the Holy Spirit living in us, crying out, Abba, Father. So Lord, we stand here today, we sit in these pews today and we say, oh God, let prayer arise within my heart. When I'm suffering, I'm going to pray. When I'm sick, I'm going to pray. When there's something beyond my abilities, Lord, I'm going to pray. When something is troubling me, I'm going to pray. And Father, we're going to let you do the miracles in my heart, in your heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's stand this morning. I'm going to invite the worship team to come. Hallelujah. Into this house, just as we close this morning, let's sing it.
We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house. Yourself and concentrate on him.
thinking this morning, what will people think if I share that pain? I think it's time to forget about what people think and receive the healing that you need in this hour. It's time to forget about what so-and-so thinks and say, you know what? I just need God this morning. I need the Holy Spirit to touch me. There's a wound in my life and I need God to heal it. I want you to know the presence of God is here today to do that. Just reach out to Him. He's here to minister to you in the name of Jesus. Let's sing it again. Hallelujah. And as
let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify His name and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Christ the Lord.
Put yourself.
So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Christ the Lord.
Father, as we leave this place today, I pray that this word would go with us. Pray that this healing anointing would go with us. Pray if anyone is suffering today, that they will pray. If anyone needs help, that they will reach out. This is the time to reach out. Say, Lord, I can't do it on my own. I need someone to pray with me. I need someone to come alongside of me. To share the load, to bring healing in the name of Jesus. I want to encourage you today. Reach out. Reach out. I want that to get down deep in your spirit today, that if there's something happening, reach out. And God is going to bless you. Lord, let a blessing fall on your people this week. Let your strength be theirs even as we leave this house today. We'll give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a clap offering this morning.
Thank you for listening. We'd love to see you next Sunday at Grace Christian Fellowship. Have an amazing day and God bless.